Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland here, but not in Hibernia. And as any of you with any education will note, this is the Cork City Chambers in Glasgow, North Britain. So this is like a courthouse, as well as more or less the city hall of Scotland's largest city. For much of the 19th century, the second city of the British Empire. It's now the third largest city in the United Kingdom, having about 700,000 people, but the metro area rather larger than that. So the metro area is something like 30% of the population of Caledonia. There you can see quite a handsome early 19th century edifice, somewhat neoclassical. So built in Glasgow's heyday, really went into the doldrums in the 1980s with mass unemployment. Remember, there's that 1988 Garden Festival to regenerate it. I remember my headmaster, the late and unlamented Sir Toby Coghill of unhappy and inglorious memory. He used to bring the sixth formers on some trip each April, was it, or March, late March, usually to York. But that year, once they didn't get to Jorvik, they came here for the Garden Festival. Okay, so see more of these fine buildings up here, and look at the roof garden sort of extension thing, which is very modern, the glass roof. So Brown's, which is a very fine hotel. So this is the largest square in Scotland, Glasgow, as I say, being the largest city in Scotland. It being a Sunday morning, people are going to the kirk not very much. But as it's the Sabbath, that's why you're seeing not many people who are abroad. And you know, only just one bus there. The Piper Bar, which is a sort of pub restaurant, appeals to tourists, very much over-egging the traditional vibe. The sort of thing that infests downtown Edinburgh. But Glasgow, despite being much larger, gets far fewer tourists than Auld Reekie. Okay, so you can see, look at that. Look at that, how artful it is. The handicraft that went into this relief sculpture here. Okay, all the city fathers admiring the globes, going back to the centuries, some angels and so forth. And look, a balcony. And then it's decked with, it's not exactly holly, what would you call it? Things from fir trees and lights, because Yuletide was not long ago. And they've got the Scots saltire, which is borne aloft with joy by the salty breeze, because this is a city that sits astride the mighty River Clyde, and we're just a few miles inland from the North Atlantic Ocean. Not far away is the North Channel, which separates West Britain from Great Britain. Beyond that, the broad Atlantic Ocean, there's 3,000 miles of salt water between us and Canada. And then some statues of distinguished Glaswegians and people from elsewhere in the British Isles grace this noble square with their presence. They're mostly metal statues. Which metal? Don't ask me. Okay, and they cleverly grown this bush to try and make it more difficult to get and climb on this chap here. What do you think of him, James Oswald? Now, I must confess, I didn't know who he was till I read that sign a moment ago. Sightseeing in Glasgow, open top to a bus. I might do that later. So there's entertainment here through Christmas season. And so Glasgow Central Station is very, very close to here. It really is central. There's a subway system, it's an underground railway. Subway, the same word as they use in New York. So it dates back to 1896. So they very pointedly not call it the underground, just to give one of the eye to Londinium. Right. So I was rather disappointed that the promised snow did not materialise. But apparently a beast from the east is going to strike around the 8th of January. But I shall be in South Britain when that happens. Now, Winterfest, being terribly multicultural and inclusive, what's wrong with Christmas? But they do say Christmas elsewhere, because not everybody here subscribes to the Christian faith. There are plenty of Mohammedans here. Is it Pollock Shores is the area of Glasgow with a large community of Pakistani extraction. And indeed, the First Minister of Scotland, Humza Yousaf, he's born in Glasgow. He's a British Pakistani. And look, William Ewart Gladstone, the grand old man behind us. But of course, his pater was from Edinburgh, the arch rival city. But William Ewart Gladstone himself was born at Liverpool, grew up there on Arnold Street, okay? So some of the more modern buildings, let's be frank, it's hideous. Others of them, fairly modern, not too bad. What do you think? So various rides, if you like to be scared out of your wits, feel the centrifugal force. If you want a near-death experience, there are things you can try like this. And they're up there for ages, like a good 10 minutes before it plummets. And you're upside down, And I'm never quite sure which is scary. Is it to close your eyes or have them open? And then you think you're plunging to your death. Now, as a libertarian, I say, you know, I hate these control freaks with the health and safety stuff like that, you know, tyrannizing us. You want to take the risk, you take the risk. But when I reluctantly go on these rides, out of a sense of familial duty, I think, my God, I hope they've been absolutely fascistic about their health and safety checks. Is there a loose screw somewhere, which means I'm going to fall to my demise? But anyway, it hasn't happened yet. I know that's displeasing for many. And at some point, that thing is finally going to drop. So that is George Square, named because there's that obelisk in the center, and the former Prince Regent, King George IV, he sits atop it. Was rather popular here in North Britain because he was the first monarch to visit North Britain in, my goodness, I think like 150 years. So, oh, there's Glasgow Queen Street, sorry, which connects Glasgow to most of the rest of Caledonia, whereas Glasgow Central is West Coast Main Line goes down to London, Euston. Okay, there's that Tron Church there, Church of Scotland one, as opposed to Episcopalian Church or Catholic Church, and so on. Look, there is Sir Robert Peel, a Lancashireman Prime Minister. All right, didn't represent the Glasgow constituency, but you know, this was the centre of unionism, and before that, of the Hanoverians. Because like when the Jacobite Rebellion came, 1745, the Jacobites didn't even try to enter Glasgow, because they knew it was rock solid for the Hanoverians. Oh, the merry-go-rounds, how exciting. Okay, so anyway, passing a merchant house here, where they would congregate and wheel a deal. So yeah, there are many fine eateries here and bars, cinemas, theatres, the Glasgow School of Art, Strathclyde University is just off the main square. So Glasgow University is the ancient one, goes back to the late Middle Ages. There's also Glasgow Caledonian, which is the Quondam Polytechnic, which was raised to university status by a complete ignoramus named John Major in 1992. And there's the accounting house, as in for accountants. Sorry, you can hardly hear me because the electrical generators for all those rides in there. So getting an idea of the dimensions of George Square. So Socky Hall Street is another well-known street, but actually rather down a hill. It's got all these town shops and things like that. It's not the fine commercial thoroughfare that it once was. I mostly know of Glasgow. It's only my fourth ever visit. I've never been here for more than 420 hours in a go. I mostly know of it from the vignettes of Sir Billy Connolly, who's unfortunately moribund with Parkinson's disease and gave up performing some time ago. So St. Vincent Place down there, okay? You get an idea of the dimensions of the city. And there's nothing terribly high-rise, you know, 6 floors, 8 floors right in the city centre. There's some skyscrapers a bit further out, because of course these were built before there were lifts, so they've been subsequently installed. It was sort of impractical to make the wall to climb too high. And they're still up there, those poor devils. And then we're going to drop to their doom. All right, so a few equestrian statues around. And that is George Square. So that is Glasgow, the Red Clyde, is the river that flows through it. They called it red, as in this was a hotbed of socialism and communism around the time of the First World War. So the Labour came to dominate the city just after the First World War. James Maxton, the Independent Labour Party and so forth. It was at the life and soul of the party. Gordon Brown's hagiography of the little later on, but obviously Brown was then on the right of the Labour Party, so he was a complete hypocritical poseur, who, as someone who actually abominated true socialism. His man is bereft of all integrity. But then Sir Teddy Taylor, he gallantly held the Tory flag high for many years. To 1983, he was booted out, the last Conservative Member of Parliament to represent this fine city. And there was Labour for a very long time, until the SNP, from about 2007, began taking over. So the Lord Provost, that's the Mayor of Glasgow. Remember, many moons ago, I was in a taxi. The taxi driver happened to have known Sir Pat Lally as a child. Pat Lally, in the early 90s, was the Lord Provost of Glasgow. Okay, so that's that observation wheel, whatever you want to call it, Ferris wheel. I'm hearing the seagulls go by, because we're not far from the sea, as I was saying. But now, there's the lady who's Lord Provost, I forget her name. She's an SNP person. Right, so I've almost done the whole circuit of George Square. What do you think of it? And there's been a notable Italian community here for almost a century. Often they came from southern Italy to escape penury and unemployment, but they coming to Glasgow was not a wise move. And anti-Catholicism was not uncommon in the early 20th century, so they sort of had the double whammy of that, of also being foreign, not speaking English at that time, but obviously they long since gained acceptance and are very much part of the furniture, having been here for about five generations in some cases. And here is the cenotaph, and you'll all know that's Greek for empty tomb, as they meant to represent a tomb, as in for Glaswegians who most nobly laid down their lives for king and country, or queen and country, from the First World War. And that's the focal point of the commemorations on Remembrance Sunday, the nearest Sunday to the 11th of November, as in 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, when the guns fell silent to the end of the Great War. And here they can put flags up, like St Andrew's Cross, the Union flag, perhaps the City of Glasgow's own flag, and so on. Right, so thank you very much for watching my video. Please make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate most liberally on PayPal. Goodbye, everybody.